Hello, everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a veteran goaltender in the OHL Western Conference who sees his team on quite a run of late and looking to make some noise down the final stretch of the regular season and into the playoffs. He has an OHL championship ring from last season. That in a moment. First, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is forward Evgeny Oksentuk of the Flint Firebirds. He picked up 8 points with 2 goals and 6 assists and was +3 in 3 games last week. The 18-year-old who hails from Belarus, second in Flint scoring coming into this week's play, with 62 points in 46 games. He attended the Arizona Coyotes rookie camp last September. Meantime, Anthony Popovich joined the Flint Firebirds this season after backstopping the Guelph Storm to last year's OHL championship. Now the overage netminder hoping to continue things in terms of a long playoff run with the Firebirds. Coming into this weekend's action, the Firebirds were on a 10-game winning streak, and I talked to Popovich about what has been going well for the Firebirds of late. Well, Anthony, the Flint Firebirds have been on a nice little run over the last while. Fill people in who haven't had a chance to see you guys play. What's been going well for the Firebirds over the last stretch of hockey here?
Well, I think we've finally just got our full lineup together. There was a stretch over the Christmas break in the second half there. We were playing with 9 and 5, and I think now that we have a full lineup, I think our team is finally gelling, and the new guys we brought in at the deadline are feeling comfortable now, and everything's just clicking.
And I've got to think, as a goaltender, you kind of have that, be able a chance to take that 30,000-foot view of everything. And did you find that once it was actually 12 forwards, 6 defensemen, everything just seemed to go a lot more smoothly on the ice?
Yeah, we seem to just know what we're doing more and follow the game plan a lot easier. Guys are just getting extra rest, I guess. I could tell when we had a short lineup that guys are getting pretty gassed out there. And I think just everyone's ready to go. Everybody knows their role now on our team, and things are going our way right now.
For you coming over from Guelph after the championship run last year, what was it like joining a new club?
It was a bit weird at first, but now it feels like I've been here for a few years. It feels really normal with all the billets and all the new boys on the team, and we got a good group of guys, and I'm glad I ended up here in Flint.
Did you feel as you were coming into Flint, you saw the second half of last year and the way into this year, that you were jumping onto the Flint Firebirds during a real growth spurt?
Yeah, I knew once I kind of looked at the lineup and just from playing them last year, that they're kind of similar to the start of our year last year in Guelph, just with the how we have a lot of 19-year-olds on our team this year, and a lot of guys that have just been waiting for this year, kind of for this team to be what it is now, and that it's all finally developing, and it's really good to see that it's going in the right direction.
For a lot of guys on this team, it's going to be, in a month and a half from now, it's going to be the first time in the playoffs. What sort of messaging can you bring across, considering you went 4 rounds of playoffs and into the Memorial Cup last year?
I think it's just a grind. Like, you got to take it one game at a time, and doesn't matter if you get blown out one game, it's still just going to be a loss in the series. So you just got to have a short memory, I think, was the biggest thing for me last year. And just believing. We were in some tough spots last year. And just keeping our room positive and, believing that we could come back and do it, I think, was the biggest thing for me and our group last year.
And do you find that's kind of the way you've probably molded yourself just as a goalie? You know what? You give up one, you can't worry about that one. It's gone. You got to move on to the next one.
Yeah, I've been, I was on some weaker teams when I was starting the OHL. So now not a lot really bothers me when things aren't going my way, just because I've dealt with it before and I kind of know what to prepare for and when what can possibly happen out there. So you just try and, move on when things aren't going your way, and bounce back and just try and make the next save and be ready for your team.
How have you grown as a player, especially off the ice, in your time in the OHL now here into season 4?
I think I've gotten a lot more mature. Like when I was younger, I wouldn't really take the blame for things. I think now I've learned when I know things that are my fault, and take responsibility more now these days. And I think I know how to prepare. I know what it takes to be successful now. And just from playing with a lot of high-class players these past few years. I think they've shown me, too, what it takes to play at the next level and, you know, just try and show that to the younger guys now that I'm an older guy.
Over your time in the OHL and especially the last year and a half or so in Guelph, your parents were famous for getting on the road and seeing pretty much every game you played. And how is the road trips for them this year?
They're still good. They still haven't missed a game this year. It's a lot fun to drive for them this year, but I got a lot of family up in Windsor, and so my parents, it's nice for them to stay up there once in a while, and they're both retired, so I don't think they mind all the driving, because I don't think they'd be doing much just if I wasn't playing hockey, so I think it's good for them.
It's got to be nice to have those familiar faces in the crowd.
Yeah, it's always nice. I can pick them out where they're sitting, and I used to kind of not want to think about, like, oh, yeah, my parents are at the game, but now it's just, it's a nice feeling seeing them in the crowd and wearing their Flint gear and, you know, just supporting the boys. I think even the boys appreciate it, too, just that they're making the trip to every game and supporting us and, you know, helping us going around.
Speaking of Flint gear, before we let you go, are you liking the all-orange gear this year?
Yeah, I think... you know, being in Guelph, the pads were hard to kind of match that crimson color. So now that I'm in Flint, I've always wanted to get a pretty crazy pads growing up in Belleville, watching the goalies get all yellow pads and stuff like that. So when I saw I could get a nice, cool setup this year, I just wanted to. And also, since it was my last year, I just wanted to go all out kind of. So all orange was my first idea just because the goalies didn't really done that yet. They look, I think they look really well with the dark blues, even not bad with the white. We got Tropics Night on Saturday here, and they look really good with the teal.
That was Flint Firebirds goaltender Anthony Popovich. Taking a look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings, the Ottawa 67s remain the number one team in the country. Other OHL representation, the Kitchener Rangers at 8, London Knights at 9, and Saginaw Spirit with an honorable mention. If you're looking to get your fill of what's going on around the Ontario Hockey League, be sure to visit the league's official website, OntarioHockeyLeague.com. There you'll see stories, highlights, features, and much more, including what happens inside the ice as referees are mic'd up during a game. All that and more at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.